Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Dina Samuel, and wait. How do I say welcome to my podcast? It's honestly, I mean, this is super duper random. Sorry about my voice. Just recovering from flu. So anyway, I just actually thought of doing this today. So welcome. Welcome to my first ever podcast episode. Okay. I guess I gotta have you know, to make an intro or something. So again, my name is Dina Samuel, and I own a digital marketing agency that helps flooring contractors generate leads using my proprietary three-step client acquisition funnel. And today, I actually want to name this episode, What If It Flops Again? Okay, what if it flops again? Because literally, a few minutes ago, I was checking in my work email. I got a response. I got an email from a potential client, a flooring contractor, who is seeking help with his lead generation and social media marketing. We actually had a meeting last week, and I sent him my proposed, you know, marketing plan, and his reply was something like, you know, he's eager to start, he's interested and, you know, ready to get on board. But there's one question on his email, and he actually wrote it in bold letters, and it says, but Dina, what if this doesn't work? What if I lose money again? What if this new strategy flops? That's why I am, calling. Sorry about that. I am, gonna name this episode, What If It Flops Again? So here's the thing. I mean, I ask myself these questions all the freaking time. And I think most, you know, people do too. And, you know, I just want to let you know that it is completely normal, because this is how our brain is, you know, being programmed, right? The negative projection is unstoppable because it is ingrained in our DNA. But what I've actually learned in the past few years, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, you know, all the greatest growth we have in business and in life come from the greatest risk. And it's true that nothing ventured, nothing gained, right? But I think it needs to be done smartly. So let me give you an example. A flooring contractor wanted to scale his business. And he heard that, you know, Facebook ads is a great way to do it. So he decided to venture and spend thousands of dollars on it. But soon he realized that he got nothing, like literally zero out of it, and quickly stopped the campaign. Now, there are two ways that this business owner can go. First is, he can say, it didn't work for me, so I don't think anything else is going to work. Number two, why didn't it work? What can I learn from this? And by the way, this is a true story. This is a true story. And what I actually found out about this business owner is that he has been using, the boost post function in Facebook. And right there and then I was able to like tell him that, oh yeah, now I know why it didn't work, because you're not doing the right objective. Anyway, I'm gonna like probably have a separate episode about that one. So, you know, if we want growth, right? Risk is unavoidable, like full stop. But it's what we learn from taking the risk that matters. Like, especially in today's marketing, right? Everything gives you an instant response. Like, you launch your campaign in the morning, you see the results in the afternoon, you can tweak your headline even if you've launched it, right? I mean, just think about that. What if you only have one chance? Like, what if it's all printed and you have to spend at least $10,000? Compare it to $1 per day spent privilege we now have access to on Facebook. Like, right? Could you like tell which has the most risk, right? A marketing campaign that's printed and you have to spend at least $10,000, or $1 per day Facebook ad spent, but you could like easily, like, you could test it in 2 or 3 days. If you don't get any results, or like even run it for a week or two, you could easily stop it, right? And I always tell my clients, you know, if your ads didn't get a good response the first week, great. Be happy. Like, be super happy, because you have just saved yourself from building a website and a funnel that potentially won't generate any sales. Plus, your market, right? Your target market just basically told you what they dislike, and you can avoid that particular messaging from now. So that means, you know, you're one step ahead. So, like, instead of us, you know, asking what if, I think it is way, way better to start asking, if not now, when? Hope that makes sense. I'm gonna stop talking. Yeah. So yeah, that's all for me for this episode. Let me know what do you think? Like, if this is even helpful or what? If there's any particular topic or questions you want me to talk about or discuss or whatever? Like, I promise I'm gonna do better on the next few episodes. So. Hope this is helpful. Thanks for listening, and see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.